We're live. Excellent. Hello and welcome back. For people who don't know me, my name is Neil Pascoe, and this will be recorded on my podcast channel, Nate Max TV, and also YouTube, Nate Max TV. So, today, I'm going to talk to you guys about hydrogen. I'm going to talk to you about the suppression of free energy and also the war on oil and a few other things. So basically, a few weeks ago, I went and bought a hydrogen setup for my car, and it came from America from a company called Hydro Club USA. And it was a cheap little setup, and I've always been kind of interested and obsessed with free energy because I know that free energy is all around us and it's been suppressed. And what really got me into hydrogen and free energy was Stanley Meyer. I've researched Stanley Meyer and looked into his hydrogen generator, which is basically an injector which turns water into HHO through electrolysis, and then it creates a byproduct which is the hydrogen. Brown's gas is probably a better way of calling it. And then we have cars that are running on hydrogen. So Stanley Meyer, back in 1960, had his car running on hydrogen. And we're talking he's putting like 20 ounces of water into his car. And he was getting, I think it was 700 miles out of a tank. So this is rainwater, dirty water, piss. You can piss in the fuel tank. The hydrogen fuel cell lasts a whole lifetime. And the oil companies came down and said, hey, we'd like this technology. And he's like, not selling it. I'm going to keep it, and I want it to go out to the people of Mother Earth because we need this. We need to change the way we're living and the way we're destroying Earth through oil exploration. So they offered him $1 billion. Stanley Meyer, guys. Look him up on YouTube, Stanley Meyer. But they offered him $1 billion, and he refused. And then 6 months later, him, his wife, his dog, his children, they were all dead, poisoned. So what they do is they don't just kill you these days. They don't come to your house and shoot you and take you out. They'll put like a strip of plastic underneath your front door, which will have radiation pouring out of it. And then in a year's time, you'll have cancer, things like that, you know. But they actually poison this guy off. So what I want to show you, because this is a hydrogen setup. I know it looks pretty crazy, but it's actually pretty simple. This is a hydrogen fuel cell, and what happens is there's a little tank like this, and I'm actually going to show you it on my car because I've got it running. It's on my car. This one is for my bus. So this is water, and this is how much water you get. You'll probably get 1,000 kilometers out of this much water, so not much. And we get these hydrogen fuel cells here, and what happens is the water travels down this pipe, it goes into this tank, and then electrocution happens, electrolysis, and then bubbles start appearing. Bubbles start coming up here, and the bubbles travel back up out of both generators, and the bubbles basically go into the engine, and that's hydrogen. That's free, it's not free energy, but it's clean, green energy, and it's just water. So all it is, I have a water filtration system for my bus, which is reverse osmosis. You can buy them off eBay for $500 to $1,000, and I just fill up this water tank from my motorhome, and I pour the water in there, and a little bit of catalyst that you pour in, and that creates the voltage. The more catalyst, the more voltage. It sounds technical, but it's actually really simple. So this is running on my car right now. I'm going to take you guys outside in a second and show you. But first, I want you guys to wrap your head around hydrogen and energy suppression, because this has been going on for hundreds, if not thousands of years. We have secret space programs. We have the deep state military, companies like Raytheon, and these weapons manufacturers who are so far ahead in technology that the technology we're using today is literally primitive Stone Age. The fact that we're still using combustion engines is laughable. Like, is so laughable. People don't realize, but when the car was created in the 1900s, the first cars that were driving around in America, they were electric. We were using electric cars with batteries first. That was the first cars. And then the oil companies, the good old oil companies, fucking thanks guys. These guys thought, what, we need to create an engine that's going to use oil, and then we can sell more oil. So Henry Ford brought out a car, and I think it was 1920. And that car was basically created from hemp composite. So the car panels were made of hemp. You can actually make Perspex windows out of hemp. All the metal and the structure of the car was made of hemp. Okay, and it ran on hemp and it ran on hemp oil. So guess what happened? 6 months later, hemp's banned globally. Gee, isn't that convenient for the oil companies? And then the next thing you know, we have cars that are running on oil. So we're digging the oil out of Mother Earth, which is the stupidest thing ever. It's the blood of Mother Earth. And let's also wrap our heads around one more thing. Oil is not a fossil fuel. Oil is a naturally occurring bacteria that grows under the ground under pressure and under the right conditions. Microbes make oil, so it is replenishing. I would doubt it's replenishing in the same time that we're pulling it out, because we're ripping it out fast. So oil is also connected to black goo. And if you guys want to look into a guy called Harold Krautz-Vella, he will give you the whole rundown on that. I'm not going to talk about this today. Hey Stella, how you doing? Hey guys, thanks for tuning in too, everyone, and thanks for all the comments and stuff. So this is what's going on. We've been using fossil fuels like primitive Stone Age people when we could have been using hydrogen for at least the last 60 years. Now hydrogen is 100% burn, so it burns cooler, you get more power out of it, you can forward your timing, which means you can once again get more power and make the car run better. And there's no excess, there's no exhaust. You can put your mouth on the exhaust pipe and you can breathe it in. So it's clean. It's actually doing the opposite of what cars are doing now. Now, Stanley Meyer is one person who's created it, but I know personally there's a bunch of people out there who have created hydrogen generators just like this. And this is actually like a more of a, I suppose, not an inefficient version, but this is getting 30 to 40% reduction on my fuel. So far, I think I'm going to gain about 80 to 100 Ks. I haven't done a whole tank yet because I got a wheel alignment and I also raised my car, so the efficiency is a little bit less, but I will know in the next tank how much fuel consumption I'll be getting. It's already running much smoother, the exhaust smells different, and the engine's probably running a little bit cooler as well, but I'm definitely getting better fuel consumption, and I'll know in the next, say, 200 kilometers. Thanks, Catherine, I love you. And that will be, yeah, the determining factor. But also, there's a way of tuning it. So right now, I've just tuned it halfway. And then what I'll be doing, I'll be adding more hydrogen and seeing how it goes. So you kind of just play with it and see how it works. Now, the Stanley Meyer hydrogen, okay, is an injector. And the injector goes in, and then there's a process that goes through, and it's 100%. And I know people out there right now have got them. And this is a call out to all you people out there who are creating free energy devices in your garages, and you know about these things, you must get them out there. We have the internet now. If you get it to a few people out there who have a big following, we can share that across the globe, and then people can start making these things at home, and we can end oil, because we need to end oil, and we need to go to hemp byproducts. Everything we can do with oil, we can do with hemp. Okay, this is not about smoking, this is not about weed, I'm talking industrial hemp to wipe out the building industries, to wipe out the steel industries. Okay, to wipe out all these industries that are unsustainable, hemp can do it all. Okay, we know about the medicinal practices. We know about, you know, how we can cure cancer and heal the body and put minerals in using cannabis and all that. But the big thing is hemp. When we start building hemp windows, hemp cars, hemp houses, hemp bricks, everything can be made from hemp, and it's sustainable. You get four times the amount of paper from a hemp tree than you do a normal tree, and it grows three times quicker, 3 to 9 times quicker. You can get 3 seasons, even 4 seasons in hydroponic with hemp, where you won't even get one on a normal tree, which you're growing to get paper and things like that. So the hemp, the oil, and the suppression, the free energy, they're all kind of linked in together, and we need to get these things out there. So this is a call out. It's a call out for you people out there who have got the free energy devices sitting at home. You can type into YouTube over Unity device, and dudes in Australia and around the world are creating devices where it's an electric engine and a smaller electric engine. One engine powers this one from the PowerPoint, and then the big engine powers a smaller one with surplus left over. Then you disconnect the PowerPoint and they run. They run consistently. If people are doing this in their garages, if people are creating free energy devices in their garages, can't you see that it's absolutely laughable to think that we're using fossil fuel? It's laughable to think we're gonna go create this free green energy revolution, these shiny Tesla packages we're putting onto the houses. It's just lithium batteries, guys. Tesla packs are just lithium batteries, and lithium is actually so much more unsustainable than digging coal out of the ground. And guess what? In Syria, there's a massive vein of lithium. Wow, worth trillions of dollars. So what are we doing in Syria? We're stealing their oil. And there's a company called Genie Oil, which is controlled and run by the Rothschilds and George Soros and all these lovely characters that we live here on Earth. And yes, we need to name them. We need to name these people, and we need to hold the politicians and the human beings accountable. Not companies like Monsanto, Bayer and all that. Yes, we don't buy their products, but we must hold the human beings accountable. The shareholders, the board of directors, the owners, these are the people who are making decisions which are destroying the planet for your kids and for my children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. It's very simple, guys. All we need to do is spread the awareness and hold these people accountable. So that's what's going on in Syria. We're in Syria because we're stealing their oil, we're grabbing their land, we're looking for archaeological ruins because the elite are obsessed with occult knowledge. They're obsessed with black magic, child sacrifice, pedophilia. I mean, this day and age, we can talk about it normally. It's all over the news. Podesta and all these disgusting human beings who feed on children. This is what's going on, all right? If you don't like it and you want to turn away and bury your head in the sand, that's fine. But whether you like it or not, this is the world we live in. It's a disgusting, satanic world with a bunch of people who, let's just say, are half humans. These people don't act and react like we do. They don't want a better world. They don't want a healthy race of people. They want as many sick people as they can because they control and run the pharmaceutical industry. They control and run the weapons manufacturing. So they want war. They want death. They want disease. If I was a person, okay, I too would be, and I owned a pharmaceutical company, I would definitely be bringing the flu out every year. I'll bring a new version of the flu out. I'll bring a new version of this disease out. I'd put fear-mongering campaigns all over the news, into the doctors, so you walk in there, it's like, vaccinate your children, measles, mumps, rubella, and polio. And that's what happens, you know, you go into the doctors and you're like, fuck, this is like, it's scary even for someone who knows their shit. I walk in, I'm just like, not that I go to doctors, I don't want to be poisoned off. And I'm like, wow, you know, there's a big fear campaign around this. And this all links in together. And the way we can change the planet, the easiest way we can change the planet is we end oil, because then we'll stop invading other countries. We're just about to go into North Korea, right? North Korea basically said after the last war, when we bombed the absolute shit out of them, people don't realize that North Korea was bombed to obliteration, and then they closed their gates. They said, we want nothing to do with the outside world. You guys can all fuck off because you're all mad and you're all crazy. And I'm not saying that Kim Jong-un and, you know, the way North Korea is run is good. I don't know. It actually may be an amazing utopia. You know, we bombed Gaddafi, we took him out of power when he had a secular government, when he was building a water pipeline all the way up through Africa to supply fresh water for all of Africa. This guy had free education, free university, you got money when you got married, you got free land, you didn't pay tax, you didn't pay land tax. Okay? Libya and Gaddafi was a functioning secular country. People don't realize that. We just watched the mainstream news from the Western media going, he was a fucking terrorist, but they loved him. Okay, and this water pipeline connected to a primary refreshing station. Now, what is a primary refreshing station? That is a never-ending source of water that comes from deep below the earth. There is primary refreshing stations all over the earth. Secondary water is rainwater. Rainwater and river water is secondary. Primary water sources never end. Scientists know it's pumped out from the core of the earth. They don't know where it comes from. We don't know if the Earth's round, it's flat, it's hollow. We have no idea, right? All we know is that we're only starting to catch on to the information now. So this primary refreshing station, which went up through Libya, was basically going to go all the way up to the very top of Africa, and Africa would have had fresh spring water, thousands and millions of years old, for the rest of their lives. They wouldn't have had this problem with hunger and famine and drought. Okay, and Africa has been getting drowned out through geoengineering processes for the last 40 years. Same with India. These guys have been the tail end of weather modification, and most people don't know that. Also, we went into Saddam Hussein. We went into Afghanistan, went into Iraq. Oh, apparently we're going over to find weapons of mass destruction. Did we find anything? No. Okay, what are we doing? We're going into Syria. Apparently Assad, you know, poisoned these people off with sarin gas. Turned out he didn't. But we're still there. What are we doing? We're taking oil. We're taking lithium. Now, what's in North Korea? Minerals. North Korea is a highly rich mineral country, and we haven't invaded them yet, and we don't control them yet. And actually, the Minister of Defense from Korea sent a letter to all the Western countries and said, Trump's mad, he wants to destroy the world. They actually sent a letter, because you can't even contact our governments because they're so controlled, they're so suppressed. They're a bunch of puppets. All these people we see who are politicians, like Julia Bishop, Minister of Defense, and Malcolm Turnbull, who is a Goldman Sachs puppet, and his wife has massive shares in Pfizer, which, yes, is a vaccine company. Interesting that. You would have thought that that was a conflict of interest, but clearly not when you're the Prime Minister of Australia. So all these people are gatekeepers. They're here to maintain the facade that they're actually doing something useful, you know, doing something useful for the planet, when actually they're just there to the main, they're just there to maintain that and pretend. Send them a letter. Okay, we'll pass it on to our superiors. No worries. Cool, cool. In other words, they're tearing up the letter, they're throwing it in the bin, they're like, we don't care about that. I've rung up local members of parliament in our local areas and I want to speak about geoengineering. And the guy's like, it doesn't even exist. And I was like, okay. Well, I've got United Nations treaties, documents, 250 weather modification patents. I have my own personal hair, urine, and soil analysis. I have photographs. I have whistleblowers' accounts. And it's like, wow, it doesn't exist. Is that right? Okay, cool. So how do we get past that? You know, we don't actually get past that. What we do is we create our own reality. We do our things ourselves. We don't look for these politicians to help us. We hold them accountable, yes. When these guys don't do as they're told, we hold them goddamn accountable, because that's what they're there for. Politicians are supposed to be there to look after you and look after me. What are they doing? They're doing nothing for us. They're in fact just trying to get through their 4-year term so they can get their pension, and then they can just continue on doing nothing for the rest of the world, and then they go on to work for the companies that they're supporting under the table anyhow. This is the world we live in, guys, all right? But anyway, before I get on too much of a rant, what I'm going to do, I'm going to take you outside, I'm going to show you my Ferrari, not really, and I'm going to show you the hydrogen setup, how it's working, and how simple it is. So give me a second, I'll just plug in the spare battery. And for YouTube people and podcast people who watch this later, I'll try and describe it the best I can so you can visually understand it. All right, so, and this hydrogen setup I bought was only cheap. It was only a cheap setup, and it works well, you know. I installed it myself. Ah, look at this hard worker. What are you doing? Hey? Hard worker, that one. So this is a Ferrari. I got the upgraded version with the peeling paint, the high-quality bird poo, and the dents. So I'll have to pull it behind my motorhome. So it has to be something small. Now, very simply, I'm not sure if you guys can see, but there's a hydrogen generator. And all that's happening is, basically the water goes in here. You can see the water level there. It's being fed down through this pipe. It's coming into the hydrogen generator. And then the bubbles, which are coming from the hydrogen, come back up into the tank. And from into the tank, they go straight into the manifold. And then what we do, we tune the computer slightly less. So you get the fuel saving. All right. And just move all my rubbish out of the way. And this is just the voltmeter. So what I've done, I've put an amperage meter in here. And apparently optimal is 6 to 8 amps for a petrol engine. And about 10 plus for a diesel motor. And the car's running now, you know, it's smooth, it's quiet, it's lovely. And so far, usually I get like 360 kilometers out of a tank. And if you can see, I'm already halfway on the fuel gauge and I've got 275. So I'm probably going to get maybe 480. I know the last half of the tank does go down a little bit faster. But yeah, so it's looking like it's going to get some good mileage. But I also did raise my suspension higher. So every inch of suspension higher you go, it actually slows the car down, you get less fuel consumption. So what I basically want to do is, I want to get these hydrogen setups out there. What are you doing? Hey? Follow me around. Getting stalked by a wolf here. But not only do I want to get these things out there, I know personally 100% of people who have got the 100% hydrogen setups. So just letting you guys know, I'm not suicidal. I'm not looking at taking my life. Got to be careful, you know? And the idea is to get it into the truck driver's hands. Get it into a few truck driver's hands. Get it into some mining equipment. Get it out there. It's that simple. It's just water, guys. It's water. It's a never-ending supply of power that we've had since the dawn of time. It never runs out. Yes, we are totally fucking with our weather and our climate with the geoengineering programs that are going on in every United Nations country in the world right now. That's all something we can stop. And that's something we're going to have to stop by talking to our politicians, by holding them accountable. Because, you know, we don't have rocket launchers here in Australia, so we can't just shoot a rocket up and blast them out of the sky. Because most of the chemtrail and geoengineering planes that are going around spraying now, they're actually unmanned drones. So there's no one flying them. The artificial intelligence in this world is becoming so clever that eventually machines are going to far take over the human being. And this is being shown in a lot of the movies. They do the predictive programming where, to not break universal law, what they do is they show us what they're going to do to us in the movies. And then by consent and watching it, they're allowed to do it. So they view and they feel like they're not creating karma by doing this because they're not breaking universal law. And we're talking universal L-O-R-E, not L-A-W. There's a lot going on with common law, constitutional law, maritime law, okay? These are all the laws and the laws of the land. And a really good person you should look into is Santos Bonacci. Look him up on YouTube, and I think it's Mr. Astrotheology. He has amazing videos which break down the law and the legal system and how we've all been basically duped and we've been controlled and we're slaves. And the reason we're slaves is because we consent, okay? Now, there's massive censorship going on Facebook at the moment. The truth community and people who are putting powerful information out there to do with health and to do with cancer cures, they're all getting shut down, okay? It's all getting shut down very quickly. So what we need is you guys to keep posting and keep sharing. I've got a new platform which I'm putting together now called innate-awareness.com. So that's going to be about meditation, bioregenesis. It's going to be health, cancer cures. Well, you can't say cures because you get shut down. Cancer solutions. It will be about geo and exopolitics, and there'll be a lot about free energy, empowerment, and solutions. So that's the new platform I'm going to be running. The old one is the natemaxproject.com. That's kind of being phased out now. It's quite blocked and all the rest of it. So, yeah, that's basically what I wanted to do today, guys, show you that it's on my car, it's working. There was a bunch of people who messaged me and said, oh, it's too small, that generator won't work, blah, blah, blah. So it's working. It works great. So thank you for the non-positivity and the negative comments about what I'm doing. Now, if we can end oil, we're going to see a change in the world really quickly. We're going to see things change overnight. And I just heard on the news last week, there's a company in Adelaide and they're powering their buses 100% from hydrogen. This is good. And I actually used to work for a company who were running their buses on hydrogen. But the issue is running on hydrogen where they create hydrogen and then they physically transport it and put it into a bus. We're creating it, we have plants to do it, and then we have to transport it, put it in all this process, and it's actually not that green. The best way is hydrogen on demand, and that's what this is. This is hydrogen on demand. So you just put water in your car. When it rains, you can fill your tank up. You can go out there and just, you know, get a cup, get a bucket, or it could run off the roof and go straight into the tank and fill up. Put the catalyst in there. This is so simple. And actually in Brazil, over the last 20 years, they actually went really green for a while. They had some good people get into parliament and they went off petrol and oil and they went onto ethanol. Now, ethanol is a very decent renewable product also. Ethanol just comes from cane sugar. It comes from sugar. So ethanol works and runs basically exactly the same as a normal petrol engine. But what they've done, they've bastardized ethanol. They've made it seem like it's going to destroy your engine. It doesn't work as well and things like that. So what they do in Australia, they have a little ethanol blend rather than doing 100%. So all the bowsers in Brazil were being turned to ethanol, and that was creating jobs and farms, and the currency, the economy was starting to flow. But what happened was some corrupt dudes got back into the parliament in Brazil, because Brazil is pretty fucking corrupt, you know, and that's why we have millions and millions of people rioting in the streets. And that's something you should look up. The whole world is revolting right now. Spain, Brazil, Egypt a few years ago, every country in the last couple of years, millions of people have taken to the streets because they are sick of their tyrannical government. They're sick of the medical and financial system. And they're sick of the fact that we're debt slaves when we don't have to be living in this debt slavery world. This is facade, it's made up. But when you've been living in somewhere like this for so long, people are like, it's just the way the world is. What can you do? That's the way it is. And that's the massive cop-out, guys. That's what they want you to believe. You don't understand how much damage you can do with just five people. Five of your friends who are empowered to go out and get active. You can change the world right there. So share, like, post this video, repost it if you can, and talk to people about free energy, because free energy is the way of the future. And we're talking green free energy. I have a lot of people who talk to me about renewables. And they're like, we're going to build massive battery banks out in the middle of Australia. It's like, fuck. I mean, even hydrogen is actually very outdated technology, but it's like, let's just get one thing, one step in the right direction. We're at a point now where we have things like the Keshe Foundation, guys. Look that up. The Keshe Foundation, K-E-S-H-E, Foundation. Okay, this guy is an Iranian nuclear physicist and scientist, and they've got free energy stuff they're creating. They've got healing pens, healing modalities. This is all out there, and it's not gaining traction because the media is not allowing it to go out there. All you see on alternate media is just shit about aliens and all types of stuff now, because they want to redirect people from taking action in the real world. They want to redirect people off from taking action and get so obsessed with researching. Everyone's researching and everyone's aware, but no one's actually taking action. And that's a lie. Not no one's taking action, but there's so many of us. But so many people have been distracted. So many people are watching football, the great distraction since the gladiators. This is the same process, the same protocol, which has been going on since the dawn of time. Give people food, make them comfortable, and give them entertainment. They're not going to do shit. They're not going to go out and fight and change the world. So sometimes when we have these health crises, we have people who get cancer and have like bad things happen. Sometimes they can actually be a really positive thing that pushes us to be creative. It pushes us to be a better person. Thanks, Fred. Yeah, cool. Thank you, buddy. And thank you, everyone, for the nice comments. I really appreciate it. I'm trying to like read them and not kind of get confused. So, yeah, and Ashley, she just did a post about the thoughts on the blackouts in America. So what they're pushing now is they're pushing scarcity, power scarcity. They're doing that here in Australia too, going, we haven't got enough power. We're going to have to open up nuclear power plants. And it's like, really? So how's nuclear power plants going so far? Fukushima went pretty well, didn't it? And, you know, that worked out really well. So all these nuclear power plants, once again, it's ridiculous, outdated technology, which is just poisoning the earth. And many, many years ago, they buried all types of spent nuclear radiation around Uluru. Because if people don't know what Uluru is, that's a landmark in Australia. It's a monolith. It's a big, giant, it's a stargate. That's what it is. Okay, the original people of Australia, the native Aboriginals, which we should call them Aborigines, because Aboriginal is abstract for non-original. So we're actually disempowering them with the English language. And the English language is spells and spellbinding and basically disempowering everything. So the Aboriginals, they know this. The native people know this. They're connected to the land. But nuclear waste was buried all around Uluru. This is how diabolical the scheme is. When you start getting to the depths of what's really going on here on this planet, it's the point where it's like people shut off, they're like, I can't believe that, or I just don't want to know about that. I just have to focus on my family. I have to worry about myself. This is the issue. We get so caught in the matrix. We get so caught into serving ourselves, worrying about creating this body, this physique, this lifestyle, this personality. And the whole world is obsessed with being someone. The whole world is obsessed with being the cool girl or the cool guy or the tough bloke or the rich dude. It's all about external factors. And this is why I run meditation classes, to get people out of their minds, to get people out of external false material pride and glamour and fame. Now, Instagram is one of these apps which is like the most soul-destructive app on the internet. It's people putting up that 1 minute of fame of their best part of their lives, when they look in their best, when they've walked out of the gym, when they're all dressed up going out. And it portrays an image of someone who's just happy all the time. It portrays an image of someone who's always having fun, but really the 98% of their lives, they're negative, they're complaining, they're tired, they don't like work. So we need to be real about this. We need to be real about our lives, you know, we need to talk openly about how we're feeling. So we have coal seam gas fracking here in Australia too, which is like a really, really unviable process. The amount of gas you get for the amount of destruction that you cause and what's going on to the environment is absolutely incredible. It's another stupid part of the diabolical plan. So what these gas rigs and gas wells are, they're drilling into specific ley lines here on planet Earth. Now, the original people in Australia will call them song lines. But they're called ley lines, song lines, whatever. And it's energy grid points, which connect certain areas. And there's bigger ley lines that connect in certain areas like California, like Ireland, like Byron Bay. There's all different points where these ley lines intersect. And that usually creates an area of conscious people. A pocket of consciousness is created. So what they do, they frack across these oil ley lines. And then when they finish fracking, there's about, I think, 200 or 500 chemicals which they don't tell us what's in there. They only tell us a specific amount of chemicals they use. But once they've drilled down with the fracking, they pump all the chemicals down there and they seal it up. So that's going and leaking and leaching into our Artesian Basin, which is our water supply. Okay, that's offsetting the beautiful, loving energy which is coming out of that ley line on planet Earth. And it's destroying the crops, it's destroying the water sources, it's destroying the rivers, okay, and everything around it, and offsetting the energy of Mother Earth. This is how deep and this is how dark and this is how diabolical the plan goes. So this is all about power and oil exploration. So if we can get onto water, if we can get onto more sustainable practices, and the reason why I'm so confident to do with us using hydrogen is because water's abundant. Water's simple. And most importantly, we can reuse the combustion engines, because all the cars on the face of the planet now are still using the combustion engine. So we need to use a process which still uses these engines until they become obsolete. And once we jump onto hydrogen, we get 50, 100%, then we can continue using the cars because we're not actively destroying the planet. And then the flying cars will come out, the hovering cars, the magnetic cars. These cars are all there. All these cars are there. So all these energies and all these inventions, they've been there for hundreds of years. They're hiding in the US Patents Office. Now, what I'd love to put out to some politicians out there, because I know there's politicians in America and people from the FBI and CIA who follow my YouTube and my channel, we need to create a referendum. We need to create a new law that if someone creates an invention, you cannot buy that off someone and then hide it in the patents office. You can create that and you can buy it off someone, and you can bring it out and make money. Because I'm happy with people being rich. I'm happy of all people being, if they want to be rich and be super loaded and that's what makes them happy, feeling they're better than everyone else when 30 million people a year are dying of starvation and hunger, if that's what floats your boat, then that's sweet. But what we need to do is we need to bring in a new law. So when someone creates something, that can't be hidden. Anything that holds humanity as a whole back, that has to be released. That has to be given to us. You can't create free energy and then go put it in the patents office because you're invested in the oil companies. That's the most retarded thing I've ever heard. And you're right, Mark. Oil is the blood of Mother Earth. And it even speaks about this in the Bible. It says, do not pull out the blood of the earth. And then you have the Native American Indians. They have talking about a prophecy about the black snake running across their lands through sacred land, which is the oil pipeline. There's another prophecy also of the Rainbow Tribe gathering back together. And guess who the Rainbow Tribe is? It's you guys. It's all of us. It's humans. And that's where they're coming unstuck. The mainstream narrative for the news, the media, it's falling apart, guys. CNN, Fox News, Fox Sport, MSN, all these big companies, their ratings are plummeting. They have no ratings. The only people that watch that are like 70-year-old people who have been just guzzling that fluoride down their whole lives, you know? So the media is falling apart. That's why there's such an attack on investigative journalism. That's why we're seeing algorithms coming in on YouTube and Facebook. It kind of angers me a bit, but it's also like, fuck yes, it's working, you know, it's happening. What we're doing is creating change. And if you don't watch the news, you get out there and the world's actually coming on in leaps and bounds. There's not a day I don't work somewhere and people come up to me and they're like, boom, conscious conversation. Someone's talking about going into not eating animal products, or they're talking about meditation, or how can we change the world, or I'm going to bring out products, there's going to be hemp underpants, I'm bringing out, you know, clothes that are sustainably grown. This is great. This is absolutely amazing. So what's happened is it's been a huge shift behind the scenes. And we're talking, this goes off well. Once you get through all the different sects and you climb up the pyramid, Illuminati, Jesuits, and we start going to the Pope and the Vatican, this all goes off well, guys. And this is maybe where you're going to tap out, because there's a massive agenda around blocking any sort of stuff that connects us off world. Any sort of ancient ruins, any archaeological finds where they find giants that are 25 foot tall, Nephilim beings with elongated skulls, it's all there. And religion will fall apart, and it is falling apart. And if you want your religion to be debunked, jump into Lifting the Veil by Cullen Smith. He's debunked it 100% and completely. All religions, he's debunked it. Okay, I'm not saying there's not God. I'm not saying there's not the creator. But religion, these demigods, it's finished. It's done. No, and thank you, Richie. So Richie Waddle, he's the guy who does this hydrogen. He's on the thing right now. And it's hydroclubusa.com. So if you want to jump on there, from America, guys, you get probably like cheap shipping over there and all that. But this is about opening people's eyes in Australia, because all it takes is a few people to put the information out there. And all it takes is a few people to start doing gatherings, start running meditation classes, start getting out there, start getting people together and telling your friends, going, hey, why do you keep drinking tap water? Just simple things. Go buy a filtration system. When I go into the shops, like I go have a coffee with friends and they'll bring out tap water. And I'll go, is that really tap water? And they're like, yeah, why? I'm like, it's 2017. I go, would you feed your children poison? And I joke about it. I pay them out. I give them heaps. And then I get one of my friends to go in there 2 weeks later, and I get him to have a go. And then someone else. And trust me, you come back in a month's time, hey, they got a water filtration system. So that means your coffee is not poisoning. That means your coffee is not poison. That means your food's not being washed in poison water. It's that simple. This is the real activism. Getting out there and doing fun things, having a joke around, carrying on with it, you know? If we get all serious, and like I get serious, so I'm saying this, but I'm kind of not preaching to the converted, because some days I get really pissed off the way the world is and I get angry. And you guys will see that in my posts, you know, I fire up because I see what's going on. I see people walking around with their kids with a liter bottle of Coca-Cola drinking it, and mum smoking a cigarette and whatever. It's like, we just need to take little tiny steps each day. And if I can inspire you guys to take small steps, like getting rid of your shampoos, using natural shampoos, so you're not putting poisons straight into your head. Getting rid of your fluoride toothpaste, guys. God, fluoride is the most simplest thing you can research and just come to the conclusion, all right, yes, I'm not going to drink that. So get off the toothpaste, you know. Stop spraying deodorants of aluminium under your armpits. Putting aluminium straight into your lymphatic system, which is trying to detox the aluminium. We're doing the opposite. Putting it in every day. Toxins, chemicals, straight into our lymphatic system, which is not draining, which is becoming hard, which is basically crustifying, and it's not being removed. So we need to get into simple practices like massaging, acupuncture, movement, yoga, meditation, for everything. The medication is always meditation, guys, and it's free. You know, it's free. You can drop in, you can do it whenever you want, and it only has benefits. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of benefits. And you can do it at home. So by me telling you about meditation, I'm not making money off this. None of this do I make money off. It's about you guys waking up, because I want to live in a world with beautiful people. I want to live in a world with healthy people who are balanced. I don't want to see people blasting their horns in traffic and getting so angry over nothing. I don't want to see war. I don't want to see bombs in Syria. I don't want to see kids in Palestine being blown up. Okay, I don't want to see conflict between Israel or Palestine. I want to see them both coming together and banding together and going, all right, we've both made some silly bloody mistakes. So let's just put the past aside. Let's put our cultural and religious differences aside, which is all indoctrination. It's all lies and disinformation anyway. History is just his story. That's all it is. History is his story. And his story comes from the person who won the war. It comes from the victors at the time, from the person who won that conquest. They rewrite history. So our history is just this combination of lies and disinformation with people's filters and people's programming and people's indoctrination. So we need to get off the meat. We need to get off the dairy. We need to get onto whole plant-based foods. We need to demand that we have organic, home-grown vegetables with no pesticides. This pesticides and mass agro-farming, it's finished. It's absolutely done. The soil is destroyed and we're getting sick from it, which means, once again, we can do something about this. start growing food in your own garden. If you have grass, stop mowing, start growing. It's that simple. Chuck in some kale, chuck in some vegetables, some lemons, some limes, some avocados, get some things growing. If you have water and you have grass, rip that shit up and start growing. If you have a council strip out front of your house, start growing trees out front of your house. Imagine, I think it's Switzerland or one of those countries over there, but there's a helicopter view looking down and the roofs are covered in vines, the streets are trees everywhere. It's literally a food forest. If they can do it, we can do it, but we have to start, you know? We have to start today, little bits at a time, holding people accountable, holding ourselves accountable, holding our parents and our friends accountable, being careful what we eat, you know, reaching out to people, touching people and giving them a hug and going, hey, what's going on? We're living in a world where people are really starved for love. I'm finding that the meditation is just changing people so quickly because we don't have a chance to express. We never really have quiet time where we spend that time alone because we're always connected to social media and people coming over and always things going on, always distractions. So what I'd say to people out there is start turning your phone off on the weekends, you know, putting on airplane mode, and then maybe even do like a whole month of social media detox and see how it feels. A lot of people actually their whole lives are pinned on social media. They've got this following, they've got this alternate life which is happening. And when you take away the social media, it actually brings you back into your heart and it brings you connected with earth, connected with the things that are around you and the people and the friends. Because we can become very disconnected getting too linked into social media. And I'd love to get off it. And actually, I'm hoping I will get off social media soon. I can just have a website platform and people can go there because it's actually annoying and it's frustrating. The only reason I do it is because there is testimonials, because there's people out there now who are coming online going, thank you so much. Since I started watching your YouTubes, I've cured myself of cancer. I haven't got diabetes anymore. I started meditation. I started reading The Ringing Cedars of Russia. Now we're leaving Sydney and we're going to go buy a piece of land and we're going to grow a food forest. These are the things that make it worthwhile, make it continuing doing. So, yeah, I don't want to talk too long because I know people have an attention span of about 36 seconds now. Now, if you notice on my Facebook, you probably guys won't be seeing me much. A lot of my stuff's being censored now. So anything you do like, if you can share it and post it and tag and things like that, that really does help me. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to the podcast channel, Nate Max TV. And also the YouTube is Nate Max TV. I've got an interview I just put up with Cullen Smith, which is absolutely incredible. And I did Santos Bonacci last week, which I'll be releasing sometime in the next week or so. And then I did a beautiful interview with Shane Benatar from Connecting Consciousness. Check him out on Facebook and also Instagram. And we did an interview with Jason Kristoff. And it was about health. It was about vaccines. And guys, don't get fucking triggered about vaccines. Just do your research. It's that simple. Just do your fucking research and you'll come to the conclusion very quickly that no vaccines are healthy. They're not good for you. They're not helping your immune system. The flu shots don't work. They put adjuvants, chemicals, parasites, and all the rest of it in your body. They're poisoning you off. They're creating diabetes. They're creating autism. It's that fucking simple, guys. Just please do some research. I don't say this to piss people off. I say this because that's what the research says. That's what the studies say. That's what the hundreds and thousands of mothers with autistic children are saying, okay? All these mums haven't conspired together and gone, let's just make up a big fucking conspiracy and we'll say all our kids got autism 24 hours after they had their injection or within 6 hours, okay? This is what's going on. And if you don't understand the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Illuminati, the deep state, the war on drugs, the war on... If you don't understand that, you're never going to understand the vaccine scenario. So the best thing you can do, if you don't want to know about that shit, because it's pretty heavy, just do some research, guys. Watch the movie Vax. Okay, watch The Truth About Vaccines, the documentary series. Watch The Truth About Cancer, the 7-part documentary series. There's that many videos out there, and all the information's been done for you. You don't have to do research. You can watch some very credible documentaries, and you can come to a conclusion that, hey, yeah, what Neil's saying, there's a lot of truth in there. And what I can definitely tell you guys is that over the last 5 years, almost everything that I've said is coming to life now. Things that I was talking about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, that you guys are going, you're a fucking conspiracy theorist. Geoengineering, common knowledge now, okay? United Nations treaties, 250 weather modification patents. Everyone knows about it, okay? The only reason why it seems extreme is because I'm ahead of the game. I'm always researching and I have time to research because I've set my life up so I can do this to help the people out there who don't have the time. This is why I do it. So don't get triggered by what I'm talking about. Please do your research. Please do your own research. That's the only way you're ever going to understand. And now, if you are being a bit frazzled with this whole 5G rollout and what's going to happen, once again, there's a movement called the Empower Movement. And this is basically a group which is holding politicians accountable. So it's called the Empower Movement. Check it out, guys. We need you to join. Because what happens is, we're basically saying, you can put 5G out. You can do all these things. But if anyone gets sick, you're going to prison. So 18 politicians in Canada have already left their job. They've already left because they don't want to be accountable because they know. These politicians know about the fluoride. They know about the geoengineering. They know about all this. It's just a facade. They're there. They're a puppet master just sitting behind the table pretending that they care about you. So let's not focus on them. Let's hold them accountable. Let's put them in prison where they deserve. The ones that need to go to prison, we'll put them in prison, okay? And we'll take action. Together, we'll take action. We'll grow food. We'll tell our friends not to buy certain products. We'll get into hemp byproducts. Get out there, guys, and start creating companies. Start using hemp. Start doing everything that was done unsustainably and use hemp. It's that simple. It's that easy. Start planting. Get a hemp license. It costs you $500. If you have a farm, get a hemp license. Start growing it. It will regenerate your soil. You know, you can make biochar from it, hemp charcoal. There's so many things you can do. There's thousands of uses. And like, I'm not a smoker. I don't smoke weed, but I'm 100% advocate for cannabis and I'm 100% advocate for hemp because it can change and save the world. It's called the Empower Movement, Ashley. I think it's IN, Power. It's on my Facebook, actually. So if you scroll down my Facebook, there is a post on there about the Empower Movement. And it talks about the 5G rollout, which is another topic that I will go into. So I have an up-and-coming interview with Sethicus Boza and George Kavaslis coming up soon, which will be on the podcast too. And I'm also going to be interviewing Lisa Eisenhower. Now, she is, the president of the United States, the old president, his daughter. Now, she talks openly about the alien agenda and the off-world goings-on. So this is very powerful. This is coming from the president of the United States' daughter, Lisa Eisenhower. So if you haven't connected to the Nate Max Project or Nate Max TV YouTube and podcast, get on there, guys. The YouTubes are getting pretty interesting. The last few people I've had on, Jeffrey Slater and Tom Cassano and that, man, there's a lot of information in there and it's worthwhile listening to. So anyhow, thanks for listening, guys. Share, post, tag, whatever, and try and get this out there for me because, the censorship's pretty hardcore at the moment. And hydroclub.usa for the hydrogen generator. And like I said, I've got some things up my sleeve. I've got some Trump cards up my sleeve for getting some 100% hydrogen going. And if that happens, I guarantee you guys will be hearing about it. And I'd really like you guys to share it when we get it going so we can get it out to the world and we can end oil, we can stop the war and remove these fucking parasites which are controlling the place. Love you guys. Speak to you soon. Bye now.